It's time for news from Effingham's most trusted source, 97.9 XFM and KJ Country 102.3.
Good morning, everyone. This is Gail Warner with a look at local and area news. Currently 66 degrees here in Effingham and not going to be quite as hot today. Should see a high near 80, and we'll have a full check of your forecast at the close of our look at news. The city of Effingham announcing the road closure that they put forth yesterday has now been extended. West Evergreen Avenue is closed from Outer Belt West to 1704 West Evergreen for road repair. The closure is in effect and has been extended to tomorrow at 6 a.m., so it will remain closed all of today. To access the Pet Wellness Center, take Outer Belt West. Everything east of there should have access via Evergreen. A crash on U.S. Highway 40 at 700th Street in Jackson Township occurred at 4:56 p.m. yesterday, closing Route 40 for just a little while. Tracy L. Martin of Altamont was traveling westbound on U.S. Highway 40 in the area of 700th Street when she states that she fell asleep and woke up to the vehicle's airbags deploying. The drivers of the other vehicles involved, as well as numerous witnesses, saw Martin cross into the eastbound lane of traffic. Martin's van struck a Honda utility vehicle driven by Jessica Wolfert of Altamont on the mirror of her vehicle, then struck a Jeep driven by Helen Mason of St. Elmo on the driver's side of her vehicle, before finally striking the front driver's side of a Dodge pickup truck driven by Jeffrey Clough of Effingham. Wolfert, Mason, and Clough were all eastbound at the time of the accident. Passengers involved in the accident, Jared Mason and Betty Clough, were transferred to HSHS St. Anthony Hospital and checked out for injuries and released. Tracy Martin of Altamont was cited for improper lane usage in that accident. Well, the Crusty's Company is very proud to announce that its Effingham manufacturing facility is now producing Ghirardelli Premium Refrigerated Cookie Dough. It's a new product line that will be distributed to retailers nationwide. The launch includes two varieties of the cookie dough, Classic Chocolate Chip and Chocolate Chip Brownie Cookie Dough. That brings Ghirardelli's signature chocolate experience to the refrigerated baking aisle. This exciting product is proudly made at the Crusty's Company plant, where they're located here in Effingham, says Dan Regenhart, the plant manager of the Effingham facility. The entire team of makers at the plant cannot wait for members of the community to try both premium cookie doughs. It will be coming to stores this summer. The new product line represents continued growth and innovation at the Effingham facility while showcasing the community's role in producing premium food products enjoyed by consumers across the country. Continental Mills Incorporated, the Crusty's Company, is a family-owned company founded in 1932 and known for its trusted baking, breakfast, and snack brands. With more than 90 years of baking experience and expertise, the company manufactures products under the Crusty's brand and partners with leading brands including Ghirardelli and Red Lobster. They have those Red Lobster biscuits rolls. They're really good. They deliver high-quality products to consumers nationwide. The Effingham facility plays an important role in the company's manufacturing network, producing products that reach customers throughout the United States. The addition of the Ghirardelli refrigerated cookie dough line further strengthens Effingham's position as a key production hub for innovative baking products. June 15th, coming up next week, is Elder Abuse Awareness Day. With reports of elder abuse on the rise in Illinois since 2022, Department on Aging Director Mary Killow is reminding community members to learn the warning signs and speak up about suspected abuse of older adults. We must stand together to protect the dignity, safety, and respect every older adult deserves. Abuse, neglect, and exploitation are not just private matters, they are community concerns. If you see something, say something. Let's honor our elders by listening, supporting, and speaking up. Together, we can make Illinois a safer place for all generations, Mary Killow says. When financial exploitation of other or other abuse is believed to be occurring, anyone can report abuse of an older adult or person with a disability who lives in your community by calling Illinois' 24-hour APS hotline. That number is 1-866-800-4700. 800-1409. Again, that's 866-800-1409 or 711. You can just simply dial 711 for a telecommunications relay service for persons that you need to report any kind of abuse. Again, Illinois recognizing Elder Abuse Awareness Day next week on June the 15th. We'll be back with a look at area obituary information and your local forecast in 2 minutes.
Now is the time to update your home's look and comfort. Relax and put up your feet in a new reclining sofa, sectional, love seat, or chair from WS Broom. Brooms has restocked their showroom with the latest reclining furniture designs. Choose from leather, microfiber, or fabric, power or manual, large or small. Brooms has recliners priced from $429 and reclining sofas priced from only $899. WS Broom Furniture, a family tradition since 1885 in downtown Effingham.
Effingham County Farm Bureau members save big with our membership benefit platform, Benefit Hub. Members enjoy access to more than 302,000 discounts on everything from hotel rooms and theme parks, restaurants and movies, to Ford vehicles, prescriptions, electronics, and more. For more information, contact the Farm Bureau. If you aren't a member but would like to join, call us at 217-342-2103 or visit us on our website at effinghamcountyfarmbureau.org.
Batter up, it's time again to play ball at LLCU. Stop in any Land of Lincoln Credit Union branch, draw a random scratch-off card to receive an auto loan rate discount anywhere from 0.25% to 2% off current rates. Get pre-approved before you shop or refinance and save. Promotion ends August 1st or once all discount cards are gone, so hurry in. Visit llcu.org for current rates and promotion details. Let's play ball at LLCU. Rates and terms subject to credit. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Hello, Jake from Northside Ford. Buying cars can be fun. We have a lot of vehicles to choose from. Take your time, test drive what you want. We can appraise your trade quickly. Both price and trade values will be fair. You will enjoy this experience with our friendly sales staff. You will not feel like you've baled hay and be wore out from haggling. If ours is not for you, we will thank you for giving us a chance. Come experience buying a vehicle at Northside Ford, and thank you to all that already have.
Funeral services for 73-year-old Bruce Hartke of Effingham will be today at 10 a.m. at St. Anthony of Padua Catholic Church in Effingham. Johnson Funeral Home in Effingham is handling those arrangements. Daniel Lawrence Meinhardt, 84, of Island Grove, passed away on Monday, June the 8th. Mass of Christian burial will be celebrated at 11 a.m. Thursday, June the 18th, at St. Joseph Catholic Church in Island Grove. Burial will be at St. Joseph Catholic Cemetery in Island Grove. Visitation for Daniel Meinhardt for family and friends will be held from 4 to 7 p.m. on Wednesday, June 17th, at the church. Arrangements are under the care of Meyer Funeral Home in Diedrich. Phyllis Rita Scholes, 84, of Neoga, passed away on Tuesday, June the 9th. Visitation will be held this morning at 10 a.m. at the First Christian Church in Neoga. A life celebration service will begin at 11 a.m. in the church. Burial will follow in the Neoga Memorial Cemetery. A celebration of life for Marilyn Jenkins, 92, of Prescott, Arizona, formerly of Altamont, will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at St. Paul ELCA Lutheran Church in Altamont. Visitation being held from 10 to 11 a.m. Saturday at the church. Funeral services for Ralph Pontius, 62, of Altamont, formerly of Watson, will be today at 11 a.m. at Pagel Funeral Home in Edgewood. Visitation for Ralph Pontius will be from 9:30 to 11 a.m. this morning. Larry Jean Lambert, 86, of Pocahontas, passed away on Monday, June the 8th. Funeral services to celebrate Larry's life will be held at 1 p.m. Tuesday, June the 16th, at McGriff Funeral Home in Kinmundy. A visitation will be held on Tuesday at the funeral home from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Josephine Smith, 76, of Mount Vernon, formerly of Shelbyville, passed away on June the 5th. Services will be determined at a later date. Huey Funeral Home in Mount Vernon is handling those arrangements. Fonda K. Fear, 77, of Newton, passed away on June the 1st. A visitation for family and friends will be held from 2 to 4 p.m. today at Meyer Funeral Home in Newton. Services will be held at 4 p.m. following visitation time. And Heather Davis, 45, of Altamont, passed away June the 11th. Arrangements are now pending at Geese King Funeral Home in Altamont. The forecast for Effingham and the surrounding area, sunshine today, a little bit cooler than yesterday, a high reaching near 80 today. Mostly clear tonight with a low of 60. For tomorrow, 50-50 chance for showers and thunderstorms, and then mostly sunny by late afternoon, a high near 82 for tomorrow. Then showers and thunderstorms likely Saturday night as well at 90%. New rainfall amounts, they're predicting between half and three quarters of an inch possible overnight Saturday night with a low of 60. And then for your Sunday, mostly cloudy, gradually clearing off and sunshine with a high only 74. So after that storm last night cooled us down somewhat, and we've got actually very nice temperatures out there currently. It is 68 degrees in Effingham. Yesterday's high 91, overnight low 66. Again, it's currently 68 degrees here in Effingham, and we did experience 1 inch of rain overnight here at the studios. That's a look at local and area news.